I used to know, but I forgot.
Well, I did too. I can't think of it.
All right. What do we call the road that goes from the west side to the east side?
It's I-10 or the freeway.
What about the one that goes over to Fort Bliss? The one that goes through the mountain, what do you call that?
Oh, Trans Mountain Road. Is that what you mean? Does it have a special name?
No, it's just Trans Mountain Road is good. what do you think of when I say Badlands?
I guess the Badlands must be where you can't grow crops or something.
Okay. How about High Plains?
High Plains. Well, there's level, and there's no way you can, as we can here, go by the mountain as to where you're going, which direction. My family and I always say northeast, south, and west, and no kidding, most people being brought up here don't know what's north or south or east or west. It's so funny. Now, I can see how you wouldn't know in a plain state, you know, where there's nothing but to go by except the sky. And I wouldn't know which way I was going in a plain state.
Yeah. How about the word hole in reference to a mountain?
H-O-L-E?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean the hole is the opposite of...
Well, a hole in a mountain.
Oh, a cave.
Okay. What is something smaller than a mountain?
Could be a hill.
Okay. What do you call the space between two peaks? That's
I don't know. What is it?
Have you ever heard it called a draw?
A draw?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Or a notch? Or a gap?
A gap, yes.
Maybe a gap, okay. What do you call a very large ditch that a river runs through?
Well, other than canal, I can't think of it.
Something really big, though. Like, you know how the Rio Grande runs through northern New Mexico? And it's really deep. It's hundreds of feet deep.
Hmm. So you want to know what that river is called when it's hundreds of feet deep, right?
Yeah. The space for a river to flow with very steep sides to it.
Oh, a canyon.
Okay.
Like the Grand Canyon, like the Colorado.
Mm-hmm. And when water goes over a cliff, what do you call that?
Falls.
Okay. What do you call the place that makes rafting very dangerous in a river?
They have a lot of rapids, I guess.
Okay. Let's see. Do you know any wildflowers that grow in El Paso?
I tell you what, I can't remember their names. There's one that is a bush and it has a kind of the colors of a bird of paradise, you know, it's yellow and green, yellow and red.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? We used to have sunflowers, but I think they all died out. But native flowers, we have